This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a social media post, he said that both sides agreed that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. The Prime Minister also spoke to King Abdullah II of Jordan and conveyed deep concern at the evolving situation in the region. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for peace, security and the well-being of the people of Jordan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he thanked the King for taking care of the Indian community in Jordan in this difficult hour. Israel's Air Force says it has dropped more than 1,200 munitions across 24 of Iran's 31 provinces in a joint operation with US. Iran has launched strikes across 9 countries, including Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and UAE. According to the Red Crescent, 555 people have been killed in Iran in the joint US-Israeli attacks. The deadliest strike hit a girls' elementary school in Minab, killing about 180 children. Iranian state media report that the wife of Iran's late supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, has also died. In Israel, an Iranian ballistic missile struck Beit Shemesh, killing 9 people and injuring more than 20. 4 US soldiers were killed and 5 seriously injured in Iranian attacks in Kuwait. In Bahrain, an Asian worker died while missile debris hit a vessel in Salman industrial city. Iraqi media and Kataib Hezbollah said 2 fighters were killed and 5 injured in strikes on Jarf al-Sakir base. Kuwait reported 1 death and 32 injuries in a drone attack on Kuwait International Airport. In Lebanon, following Hezbollah's missile attacks on Israel, Israeli retaliatory strikes killed at least 52 people and injured 154, Lebanon Health Ministry said. The Lebanese government has banned Hezbollah's military activities. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad said its Lebanon military wing commander was also killed, while Israel claimed that head of Hezbollah's intelligence, Hussein Maklad, was eliminated in a precise strike in Beirut. Amid the ongoing situation in the West Asia, 357 flights planned for operation today were cancelled. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that the situation in the region is being closely monitored to facilitate relief for passengers. It added that the passengers' grievances are being monitored through the passenger assistance control room, ensuring prompt redressal on priority. The ministry further said that a total of 559 grievances have been addressed during this period through Air Seva's social media platforms and dedicated helpline calls in coordination with airlines and concerned stakeholders. It has also advised passengers to check official airline channels for accurate updates regarding cancellations and rescheduling. For further assistance, passengers may contact the ministry's PACR helpline numbers at 011-2460-4283 or 011-2463-2987. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar today through video conferencing on the theme Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth. The Prime Minister's office informed that the post-budget webinar will highlight the forward-looking reform push to expand industrial scale, deepen technological leadership and strengthen the foundations of critical sectors. It said that the deliberations will focus on translating these priorities into effective action. They will be guided by insights from industry participants whose on-ground experience will support more effective implementation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.